You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Healthcare, education, job assistance. Military vets are entitled to these benefits and many more like them, but too many of Michigan's 600,000 vets are not getting those benefits. Michigan's in the bottom five states when it comes to connecting our vets with their benefits. And that is something the new director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency wants to change. She is here with us now from Lansing, Director Zanetta Adams. Welcome, and it's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
You took up your new post this past summer. Would you tell us a little about your background? Are you a vet?
I am. So I served 8 years between the Army National Guard, and Army Reserves, and I was discharged medically in 2005 off of falling from a deuce and a half truck with the rails up. So about a 10-foot fall. That was fun.
So what was it about this position that drew you to it? What do you see as your mission statement?
So I would say, not even just for this position, but for my life. My life is about advocacy. So just a little bit of a historical background. When I was injured, there were a lack of resources available for me. I had three children at home at the time, my first set of twins. I have two sets. And I was in a wheelchair and struggling and didn't have a place to turn. So I dove into this really deep depression and was suicidal. And it was just a struggle for me. And so when I was finally able to get out of that situation and work through the VA process and trying to apply for benefits, I decided that I wanted to help other veterans to not have to deal with the stress that I had to deal with. So I went back to school. I went to law school and got my law degree and made it my career goal to help veterans get their compensation and pension benefits. And through that process, started a nonprofit for women veterans to help them with peer support, mentorship, and resources and retreats. So an advocate is what arose out of my injuries and situation. And so for me, outreach and putting the information and the resources in the hands of veterans is so, so important. And that's my life's mission, whether I'm here in this position or not.
Which is certainly something needed in Michigan, where we have done kind of abysmally bad in connecting veterans with their benefits. And I know you spent a lot of this fall going around the state. You held a series of 13 listening sessions. What did you hear?
So, it just depended on where I went. So there were groups of veterans who were very frustrated about the process of how to get benefits, to advocates who were frustrated about not knowing about the different resources out there, to veterans who were dealing with emergency situations and were in crisis who had no idea the wealth of information from the trust fund to other funding sources and resources that were available. So these listening sessions really helped to reiterate and solidify the notion in my mind that a lot of the programs and resources that are out there are in silos, and it's our job at the MVAA to bring all those things to the helm into one place in order to be able to service veterans in the state.
Director Adams, was there anything you heard that really took you by surprise?
You know, one of the listening sessions we went to, and I can't remember which city it was in, but there was a 93-year-old veteran who was he was very, very emotional, to the point he was in tears and felt like he wanted to give up. And he was a part of the American Legion, the VFW. I mean, like, he was a part of all the veteran service organizations. And to hear that he was trying to navigate this process by himself and felt like he had no one to help him was astounding to me, because he's in spaces where veterans are. And so I think there's an assumption that if you're in these spaces, we don't have to target those veterans because they know the information, because they're amongst veterans. But that was really astounding to me to learn that someone who's so ingrained in those types of environments did not know or did not have those resources or was not utilizing them. So.
And over the past few years, we on Stateside have covered veterans' issues in depth, and we have heard that from veterans. As you say, it's stunning that you have a World War II veteran in tears because he couldn't connect. So here we have Michigan ranking near the bottom nationally when it comes to connecting its more than 600,000 veterans to those federal benefits they've earned. benefits that could change a veteran's life, as you've seen yourself. Here's Air Force vet Stephanie Zarb speaking on our show last month. Take a listen and we can talk about this on the other side.
Michigan veterans lag behind their peers in other states. We are less likely to have access to our benefits, and those who do get access to their benefits tend to do so at a lower rate than our peers in other states. And this is happening despite the fact that here in Michigan, we actually spend more on veteran programming than other states, which is really hard to kind of put your head around why that's happening.
Director Adams, what is your take on this? Why can't Michigan do a better job here?
So I will say the number that we're talking about is the GDX. We're talking about the number that the VA provides for all of the types of money, federal dollars that are coming into a state. And so they take that all into consideration in ranking states as to being connected to benefits. Some of those numbers we can't control. So for instance, how many healthcare service providers are in the state through the VA. That's something that we can't control, but that's a ding against us. There's the number of cemeteries. So pretty much the number of federal dollars that the VA is spending within the state all takes into account where we fall as a state. So part of our job is to advocate to the VA to bring more of those types of resources. It's a hard sell at times because we don't have an active duty base. We don't have that huge active duty base of folks coming out, transitioning right out of the military to go into these VA spaces. So that's a harder sell to get those types of things.
But the actually getting the veterans connected and, right, and having the right people to guide them through so they're not out there kind of in the wilderness trying to sort through this maze on their own. Why haven't we done better for them?
So I will say this. I can't speak to what has happened in the past, but my number one goal at this agency is outreach. And I'm not talking about just outreach to the service providers or the organizations. I'm talking about outreach to the veterans, putting the education in their hands. One of the things I can tell you in the state of Michigan is that our veteran population is an older veteran population. And it's a population that's a prideful population. They don't need those benefits. If you hear them talk, we don't necessarily need that benefit, or somebody else more deserving deserves that benefit. And so really not only educating them, but getting them to understand that this benefit and applying for a benefit that you've so rightly earned and deserved is not just for you, you're helping your family as well. And so that is part of the education piece that we need to do. So our outreach efforts are going to be within the same funding that we have right now. We're looking at innovative ways to get more boots on the ground so that we can really get into spaces where veterans are to educate them, because that's really the key.
And what about, as you say, boots on the ground, the coordinators, the ones that are, we hear that there seems to be not enough to be able to reach our body of veterans.
And I agree, there are not enough. We have 10 prosperity regions at this time where we have 8 coordinators out to serve 83 counties in the state of Michigan with 600,000 veterans and 350,000 dependents and spouses in the state of Michigan. That's a huge ask on one person.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. That ratio is kind of shocking.
Yeah. So we're looking at ways right now as we speak. I mean, I just walked out of a meeting today where we're looking at ways that we can actually have more folks out there that are trained on all of the resources and information that can be provided on a federal level, as well as what we can provide from some of the state benefits to go into places where dependents are too, because we need to make sure, and I don't know how much you know about the veteran community, but many times it's the dependents and the spouses that bring the veteran to those benefits, because sometimes that veteran's unwilling to get there themselves. And so we need to educate the dependents and the spouses on the benefits as well.
Will you be bringing in certified veteran service officers? They have to be certified. Will you be doing that?
So we have 5 veteran service officers that we employ right now. And as you may know, within state government, we are only allotted a certain number of full-time employees. So to be able to bring on some of those additional ones, we cannot. However, what we have been doing is we've been providing free accredited service officer training to anyone who wants to have that and who wants to be an advocate. They just have to be accredited through a veteran service organization. And so we'll provide the training for no cost for those people to get out there. And we continuously fill up those training spots for people who are looking to learn how to provide service provision.
Director Adams, how will you measure success? What kind of metrics do you have in your mind to measure success in connecting our Michigan vets with their benefits?
So we have a map that we use to see where county service provision is and how many federal dollars are going to each of those counties. So one of the first things I want to do is target those counties where there is a higher veteran population but a lower number of federal dollars being spent, to be able to see us get into the top third of states or in the top third of service provision for compensation and pension and aid in attendance, those types of benefits, is a win for me. Right now, we are well below that. And part of our strategic planning over we have a 30-year plan in place right now, but working even over the next 10 years, we're looking to raise that number by providing benefits. So it's going to require us also looking at how we measure that, because as I said, the GDX, it encompasses all of those federal benefits, but we need to be able to break it down and educate the public on what we're actually looking at. And that's the compensation and pension benefits, those things that we can control. And so we're looking to bring that up into the top third of states within the nation.
And do you have a time frame in mind? Do you have a goal, how many years or how many months, whatever? What do you have in mind?
So our hope is to be able to bring that up within the next 10 years, but our strategic plan is a 30-year plan. And so we can't just bring the number up. We have to put things in place that are going to sustain that number. And because I know the number rose a few years ago from, I think it was 50 to 48, and then now we're back at 50 on that GDX calendar. But we just brought on a data specialist into our team to actually really help us to assess what those numbers look like for compensation and pension and aid in attendance and those types of tangible benefits that we can provide, tangible financial benefits that we can provide to veterans. And so we're going to be able to break that number down and be able to really show where we are on the national scale. And then we're going to seek to be a top third initially, but then we want to be in the top 10 of those states.
Why is this mission so important?
Because I was there. It's important to me because I have children who are dependents who I have to leave a legacy for. I have my friends, my colleagues have all served, and to see them suffer for lack of knowledge, for lack of education, is very, very disheartening to me. And so it's important to me that they have the tools necessary to be successful. And that's important because we're seeing a rise in the suicide rate among veterans as well in the state of Michigan. And so the trend is that when they're connected to benefits, they're less likely to commit suicide. And so if you're seeing the trend rise, that means there are more people that are not connected to benefits. And so to lose one of my brothers and sisters that I served with or served alongside with is disheartening to me. One is too many. So we have to continue to supply them with the tools that are going to make them be successful.
Zanetta Adams is the director of the MVAA, the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Director Adams, thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cindy.